Sagt der Mishnah Weite, Masech des Bava Metzia, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Remember we mentioned at the end of the last Mishnah that HaMakbiya Metzia LeChaveire Kana Chaveire, that if, let's say, Shimon picks up a Metzia for Reuven, Shimon sees a shirt laying on the floor, he goes, oh, Reuven could use that shirt, let me pick it up for him. Even if Reuven didn't tell him to do it, but if Shimon picked it up, lifted it off the ground, for Reuven, the chefetz belongs to Reuven. The shirt is Reuven's shirt. In our Mishnah, we're going to learn now that there's a case where even if Reuven outright asked, Shimon, please pick it up for me, and Shimon did it, but Reuven doesn't get it, Shimon could still take it for himself. Let's see our Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Hayaroichev al gabi behema. If someone was riding on a behema, and he sees a mitzi, sees a shirt laying on the floor. It's hard for him to get off. The Amar, so the rider, let's say Reuven is the one riding on the behemoth. He says lachaveri to his friend Shimon, oh, Shimon, do me a favor. It's hard for me to get off the behemoth now, but Tanelli, give me that mitzi. So Reuven, the rider, is asking his friend Shimon, who happens to be standing next to his shirt, laying on the floor, he should give it to him. Shimon turns around, he sees Reuven on the behemoth asking him to lift the shirt. He sees the shirt, and Shimon says, oh, I want it myself. Netala and Shimon picks it up by Omar, and he says, Ani zachi siba, I was zaychen it, it's mine. Zachaba. Then Shimon gets it. Now we're soon going to learn, it says, even if Shimon originally picked it up for Reuven, but Lamais, if he didn't give it to him yet, he can still change his mind. However, in Mishinasna life, Shimon hears Reuven say, can you give me that shirt? I need it. And Shimon picks it up, doesn't say anything, gives it to Reuven. And then he says, wait, I meant to take it for myself. Omri says, Ani zechisi b'atchila. Wait, I was oichid first. I'm the one that picked it up. And let's say he's going to say, you know, you told me to pick it up for you. No, I picked it up for myself. I just wanted to show you. Look at it. Look what I got. Like Omar Klum. That's like saying nothing. The Metzia belongs to the one who's riding on the animal. Belongs to Reuven. Okay, so what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that one person's riding on a behema. Reuven's riding on a behema, sees a Metzia, sees a shirt laying on the floor, says to his friend Shimon, can you get it for me? Shimon picks it up and says, it's mine. And by the way, the Mefreshim explained that even if Shimon picked it up, thinking he's going to give it to Reuven, but he changes his mind, we still say Shimon gets it. As long as Shimon didn't give it to Reuven yet, he has a chance to take it for himself. But if Shimon didn't say anything when it was still in his hand, and he gave it to Reuven, and then he says, oh, but I'm going to take it for myself. I just wanted to show it to you. No, that won't work. It belongs to Reuven. Now, really, it's explained that if Reuven, who's riding on the animal, used a different lashon, if he said, Zachali, I want you to be my shliach, when you pick it up, it's as if I am picking it up. You should be zeichet for me. And Itaka picked it up for him. He can't change his mind. Shimon can't change his mind, even though he didn't give it to him yet. Shimon's going to say, but I picked it up for myself. No, we don't believe you, unless you actually said it before you picked it up or as you were picking it up. The case in our Mishnah is where the rider, Reuven, said to Shimon, give it to me. He didn't say, be zeichet for me, but give it to me. So that means as long as he didn't physically give it to him yet, he's not koinet. And therefore, even though he picked it up for Reuven, he can still change his mind and take it. Even though he admits, I picked it up for Reuven, but I didn't give it to him yet. And therefore, I can change my mind and say, nope, I want it for myself. But once you gave it, then it's too late. And then there's a halacha that if someone on his own, Shimon is walking down the street, he says, ooh, I know Reuven needs such a shirt. And he picks it up for Reuven. He becomes a shliach for Reuven. And Reuven is kainet as soon as he picks it up, and he can't change his mind afterwards. Except over here, if he tells us when I picked it up, I didn't have in mind that it was for Reuven, we believe him. Because Reuven never actually told him to do it.